Welcome aboard, folks. Here we go on another Saturday. Pretty soon we're going to have warm weather all around the country. Of course, it's warm here now in Colorado. Hope it's nice where you're at. Everybody's safe and sound. And everything's going good for you. And I hope everything's going good for RBN, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, because you can handle the truth. What a great radio station this is. Folks, remember the pledge drive that RBN's got going on right now. If you can give anything, please do it to keep this radio station strong and alive and viable to people like you out there that love this type of format of getting the word out, the honest truth about what's going on in the world. We're not here to fool anybody or do any smoke and mirrors. We're here to tell the truth. And I thank John Stadtmiller for giving all of us a chance to be on this radio station. And I appreciate it, and I appreciate the producers we have on the shows, and Mike and Manny and all of them that do my show. I appreciate it very much. And also, I know you know all of you know that Michael Collins Piper is back on the air. I think it's 7 to 9 on Sundays. And don't forget to read it, get his book and read it, Confessions of an Anti-Semite. Confessions of an Anti-Semite. I'm sure all you have to do is go through RBN or American Free Press, and you can get the book from Mike directly. Also, I want to thank Kat for her beautiful voice and doing what she does for the USS Liberty, along with Ron Kugel and, of course, James Morris. Now Kat's joined the team, getting our guests, getting great guests on this radio station, people that care about America above all. They just don't care about other countries' well-being. And I think that's what this country is all about, is caring about America first, isn't it? And caring about the men and women that are sacrificing their lives right at this moment around the world. So I just want to let people know that it means a lot to me to have you on the air listening and calling in. Of course, you can call in at 1-800-313-9443 if you have any questions of our guests. Today we're going to have Lee Whitnam back on the air. She was on the air with us last week. And I really appreciated her coming back on this week. She's got a lot to say, and we just didn't have enough time last week, so I wanted to make sure Lee got back on to get everything out. And it means a lot to have a great guest like her on the air. You know, she's running for the U.S. Senate from a candidate from the state of Connecticut. And, Lee holds a master's degree from Harvard in administration, planning, and social policy, a B.S. degree in computer science from the University of Maryland, and on and on and on. She's also a author of several books. So Lee is quite an accomplished young woman, and I call her young woman because she's a lot younger than me. So, folks, what we're going to do here, I want to give you out a couple of emails here. First of all, this is one of the sites that the USS Liberty site that everybody should go to. This I'll give it to you, folks, in just a minute on the other side. I hear the music coming. Remember, support the sponsor of RBN, please. Listen to these heartfelt sponsors that come on there and buy their products. I'll see you in a moment. Thanks. Bye.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure, just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
Welcome back for Your Voice Counts. Thank you for listening. Again, thank you, Kat, for your beautiful voice. And thanks again, Kat, for coming online and helping us and getting people to come on air, good, honest Americans that love this country more than they love anything else, as I do and all of you do. We got to do something right to make this all these wars we're fighting come to an end. And we have, people that that call into the show quite a bit. And, I appreciate that very, very much. And so, again, if you want to call in, it's just 1-800-313-9443. Now, I just got a little bit more of business to take care of here. And then we'll get to Lee Whitnum. I goofed up her name last week, but I got it right this week, I'm sure. I'll bring you up in just a few minutes, Lee. I got to get this done here. Well, we all know, folks, what happened in Afghanistan last week or, what, eight, nine days ago. We know who did it now, supposedly now, is Sergeant Robert Bales from Washington. Family man, married, got a couple of kids. He did three tours of duty in Iraq. A staff sergeant, like I said, sergeant. I believe he's an E5 or E6, probably an E5, I don't know. But the guy got hurt, wounded in Iraq. He did three tours of duty over there. I mean, that, can you imagine? I mean, we've been fighting two wars in Afghanistan and Iraq for 10-plus years each. So if you add 10 and 10 together, that's 20 years of war we got. Think of it. It's 20 years worth of war, and we're stretching our military to the brink, to the brink. Now, is Staff Sergeant Robert Bales just a patsy? Are they just going to blame this on him? How did he carry all the gasoline in his weapon and ammo on foot into two areas of encampment by the Afghanistan's, their villages? How did he do all that and get back on base? And where's the gas cans at and all this stuff? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. the military just, you know, they keep things hidden from you, just like the USS Liberty. They've kept it hidden for the last plus 45 years. It'll be 45 years, June the 8th of this year. And so, believe me, folks, the military are real good at hiding things. So it's just a shame that, women and children were killed. I hate to hear that. And I hate to hear an American soldier is accused of that. But I'll tell you, after all the time these men and women have been in combat and on the ground duty, you know, being in Afghanistan is like being on the moon. My son was over there in, I think, 12 or 13, maybe 14 months before he got his tour done. And he's out of the Army now, and he's glad he's out. He's tired of fighting wars for other countries. And the countries I'm talking about is Israel. I think these wars, in my view, are fought for the sake of Israel, especially Iraq. You know, if there wasn't a 9-1-1, we wouldn't have been in Iraq. The reason there's a 9-1-1 is because of our connection with Israel, because they hate us. They hate us. The Muslims hate us because of our passionate attachments with Israel. And that's just, I mean, it's just the way it is, you know. I'm not an expert on 9-1-1 and everything, but I can read the handwriting on the wall just as good as anybody else can. Now, also, another disturbing thing that went on at Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan, about 4 days ago when Panetta was there, Secretary of Defense, they disarmed all the Marines on that base. Camp Leatherneck, they disarmed them. They took their guns away. Now, if you can't trust these men and women with their weapons, if you can't trust them with your weapons, you bring them home right now. You get them out of there. You get them out of harm's way. It's disgusting, despicable, dishonest. And you talking about Semper Fidelis, always faithful. Give me a break, folks. That word doesn't mean anything to Panetta or his commander-in-chief. You disarm hard-fighting leathernecks at Camp Leatherneck, take their weapons from them. Can you imagine that? That just fires me up to no end. What if something happened and they needed their weapons? You just never know, you know. And the Afghan soldiers are the ones that have been assassinating our Marines and soldiers over there. You darn right they're on edge. You know, here we got the war going on and on and on. And they say, oh, everything's going to be all right. And the President of the United States is apologizing, which he should. You know, I'm sorry for the people that got killed. You bet I am. But I'm sorry for the people that got killed serving this country, too. I'm not real happy about that, about the Afghani soldiers putting a gun in the back of their head and blowing their brains out. Not one bit happy about it. These wars, folks, again, in my view, are all fought for the sake of Israel, and a lot of people that agree with me, they side with me on that, and they're trying to get us in a conflict in Syria and Iran. The end goal for all this, folks, is Iran, and it has been from the get-go. And Netanyahu was over here during the AIPAC convention, and of course Obama was there too, and everybody that could get in there, stick their nose in there to give homage to the AIPAC community that is pushing us into war with the ADL and the Jinza crowd and all of them. You know, thanks a lot for putting our kids on the line. You know, if you want to fight a war, go fight your own wars, man. Don't put the American citizens and their sons in harm's way. You know, we get in a war with Iran. You think the Muslim world's mad at us now? Wait till that happens. So I've got to get off my high horse here. I got to bring on my special guest. Lee, thanks for waiting. And this is Lee Whitnum.
And
Lee Ward.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm glad. And thank you very much for coming on, Lee. And listen, I know we had a lot to talk about last week, and I really thank you for coming back on board today. And I wanted to start out with your email address, first of all. For anybody that wants to donate to your campaign, Lee, I would like them to do that. If you would go ahead with that, we'll start off with that.
Sure. It's Citizens for Lee Whitnum. That's spelled W-H-I-T-N-U-M at yahoo.com. That's my email. But if they wanted to donate, if you go to the website, which is leewhitnum.com, it's L-E-E-W-H-I-T-N-U-M.com, there is a donate link, and it will take you to a donate page, and there's buttons, and it's PayPal, and you can also pay, you can also donate with a credit card. And I really appreciate it because I am going to be in a debate next week, but I'm up against some pretty strong front runners, and it looks like I'm going to have to go on a petition drive. I went on a petition drive to get on the ballot for Congress in 2008, and let me tell you, it is a very grueling experience. I did successfully get on the ballot, but it took 23 days straight, 6 o'clock in the morning until 12 midnight, and I had 5 people who worked with me. And it was a lot of work. And, you know, for the Senate, with the margin of error, I'm going to need about 12,000 signatures. And so I'm going to need a team. And in all honesty, volunteers work dribs and drabs. Paid people work the long hours that you need. So I'm going to need funds. But anyway, I was listening to what you were saying, and I thought it was interesting this week that I was reading an old article. You know, Ariel Sharon, as you know, I hold him personally responsible for our own 9/11. This gluttonous man's lust for power, what he did back in 2000 when he shuffled in the Second Intifada, was absolutely inexcusable. As you know, Phil, he burst into the Al-Aqsa Mosque with 1,000 Israeli soldiers. It's the most holy place in Jerusalem, and he was not there to pray. He screamed out, "I am a Jew, and I can pray anywhere," and he was not there to pray. He was there to start a riot. He was a candidate at the time for prime minister, and he was there to start a riot so that he could get himself elected. What he did not know, he did get himself elected. He used violence against the underclass as an election ploy. What he did not know is that it so outraged people, what he did, that he shuffled in the Second Intifada, which was the uprising. And as you know, as we know from the testimony from James Fitzgerald at the 9/11 Commission hearings, that the 9/11 bombers were sympathetic with the Palestinians. And so we know. And Ariel Sharon caused the Second Intifada, and 9/11, our own 9/11 losses were the result of that Second Intifada. But I read something interesting, Phil. Now, most people know that. But what I read something very interesting, Phil, that I did not know. I was reading an old magazine, and back in 1998, this horrible human being, Ariel Sharon, who at the time was the foreign minister, he got on the radio in Israel, this is in 1998, and he said, quote, "Grab the hilltops and stake your claim." He said, "Everything we don't grab will go to them." Of course, he was talking about the Palestinians. That rallying call began the wave of settlers. And now there's a current estimate of something like 500,000 settlers. But his rallying call is what really prompted this huge migration in the last 20 years, not quite 20 years. But
catch up on the other side. Folks, remember the sponsors of RBN, support RBN and our sponsors, and we'll see you in just a moment. Thank you very much.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality. Your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberties true identity.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go with Lee Whitnum from the great state of Connecticut, running for a Senate seat, going to be vacated by Lieberman. So we got to support this gal. She gave out her donations, and we'll do that again before the show closes. But I have to do just one more thing here, and I'll get you right back on, Lee. Folks, if you want to learn about the USS Liberty, go to tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. That's John Gadesco's site. John was a former officer, a lieutenant aboard the ship. He was a spook, a spy. I don't know exactly what John did aboard the ship. He never has told me, and I never really asked him. But I know that he was one of the most respected officers aboard the USS Liberty. Also, folks, you got to go to James Morris's site. It's ushijack.com, ushijack.com. There's some very, very, very interesting posts on there. Just start at the top and work your way down. You'll enjoy it. Now, Lee, go ahead and pick up again, but I do really want to get into this APAC packet that you just so happened to get in your hands.
That's exactly right.
These weren't handed out to the public. They were handed out to VIPs and dignitaries. Is that true?
Well, it says here, thank you for agreeing to be a group leader for the lobbying session at the 2012 APAC Policy Conference. And I saw him leave he was walking behind a man, and I could see the APAC slogan on the envelope, and he put it in the garbage. And being the curious, I always look for signs from God. We know when things happen right in front of me. And so I just sort of stood by the garbage pail, and then as soon as he rounded the corner, I reached in and pulled it out. And, you know, I was just dying of curiosity. And, you know, it's very slick. I mean, I was down there with another group. We were the Stop APAC conference, the Occupy APAC, so our paraphernalia was not at all as well done as this, I must say. But a lot of it was eye-opening, like, for instance, this. They talk about Egypt, they talk about everything, but it says, we support current law, which, among other things, requires the Secretary of State to certify that Egypt meets its obligations under the peace treaty with Israel before USAID is transferred there this year. Currently, Egypt is slated to receive $1.3 billion in military aid and $250 million economic aid. It just made me furious, you know. So it's all about Israel. So what you're telling me is that before the Secretary of State, you know, sort of gives all our money, our country is so in need of infrastructure repair. We have people who aren't working. We give all this money to Egypt, and it's probably run by a whole bunch of people who decide if Egypt has behaved itself in regard to Israel. And it makes me crazy that this tiny little country, Israel, you know, dictates so much power in my country. It makes me crazy. So,
Lee, they dictate very much power, not only here in this country, the greatest country on the planet of Earth, in my opinion, but it's going to hell in a handbasket real quick. But they also, in Great Britain, they have a stronghold there. They're the same thing as the AIPAC. Here they have the same thing there. So it's all over the world. Don't you agree, Lee?
Well, you know, I was reading this article in the New York Times that AIPAC tried to go to Canada, and the Canadian government said, oh, no, you don't. You're not allowed in here. You will not do to Canadians what you did to Americans. So there is some bastion. You know, I've been trying to find that article. It sort of like has disappeared off the Internet. But I remember it distinctly in the New York Times, and I actually cut it out. But I haven't found it yet, but I will find it. And so there is some hope. I don't think the Chinese and the Russians refused to, you know, when the Arab League and Hillary Clinton was urging them 2 weeks ago to put pressure on Assad to resign, they said no. And later the Russian president said to the BBC that, you know, it's not about democracy, it's about, you know, control of the Middle East. And so they're not drinking the Kool-Aid. And, you know, when you have free elections and you have the money equation, AIPAC is an expert at that. And it's a formula that's worked so beautifully here for them. But also, you know, if you notice, the rise of power in AIPAC has been the decline of the United States of America. I mean, there's no secret to it, and it's not a surprise to anybody who knows about this and pays attention. There's problems.
Okay,
still-
Leah, I'm sorry. I got to ask you a real quick question. Yeah. Okay, you know all the ships that are going into the Straits, the Persian Gulf, and
Hormuz.
Yes, the Straits there. You know, the Enterprise was, I believe, supposed to be decommissioned this year, or I think it was this year. But instead, they put that ship back into service because I thought it was going to, you know, be decommissioned and they're going to take the, you know, the reactors and take all the atomic stuff off it. But they're going into a war zone, and we got all those ships over there. Who do you think dictates the reason they're going over there? I believe it's Israel, you know, to fight this war in Iran, and I think it's almost intimate. That we're going to go to war with Iran. What do you think?
You know, I saw some glimmer of hope yesterday. It said, it said something like, Bashar could hold power for the next 10 years. And so maybe, you know, I think it was on the Christian Science Monitor. You know, I think it's horrible. I think it's absolutely horrible. But, you know,
Lee, here I hear the music again. We'll come right back, and we do have some callers that are on the line too. But I want you to finish your thoughts, folks. Again, support your sponsor RBNC in just a minute. Thanks, folks, for hanging on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go. We got about a 17, 18 minute stretch here. And again, thank you, Kat, for your beautiful voice and the beautiful songs that you wrote in tribute for the Liberty. And again, thank you for coming on board and on the team and being a producer, getting people on your voice counts. It's very much appreciated, Kat, for all your time and effort. And as the same goes for, again, Ron Kukul and James Morris. I appreciate their efforts tremendously. Okay, Lee, when we broke off, there's one thing I wanted to ask you, and this is not quite, you know, what we were left off, but if you do not get the Democratic nomination, I hope you plan on going on as an independent and stay in the race.
Well, I don't want to address that right now because I don't want my strategy to – I don't want to talk about my strategy. As you
I
know,
understand.
These mystic support groups are watching me. I'm the only Senate candidate who is openly not pro-Israel. But getting back to the warships, I mean, the Strait of Hormuz, it runs in – Iran is responsible for it, and there are like 5 or 6 different countries that their oil goes through. There's something like 17 million barrels of – oil a day, and you know, Iran could turn it off in a second. So the battleships may be, you know, Israel is a regional instigator, but our battleships could be that if something like that ever happens, an alternative plan is going to have to, because that would really probably shut us down very quickly. And so it ceases to be about Israel then, and then it turns to something something much larger and potentially, you know, very ugly and very large. So I think that maybe the battleships are about the Strait of Hormuz.
Oh, okay, Lee. I can accept that, but I can't accept Netanyahu taunting us to get in a war with Iran on the premise that they got a nuclear weapon. Now, are we going to get fooled like we did by W and go into a war when we went to war with Iraq? Is this all smoke and mirrors? Is this a con game? It doesn't sound logical to me. Every person that I've talked to with any sense and good knowledge of this says there's no way that even if Iran had a nuke, they would use it. Not the only reason they would use it if they were attacked first. So I just think it's a lame excuse, and we don't get a teaspoon full of oil from Iran, but I know the rest of the oil comes through there. So why are the gas prices so high? I have no idea, other than the fact that the speculators and the people that think that if we get in a war with Iran, they'll go down are not quite well informed. So, Lee,
I agree with you. I think, I'm sorry, that was should have been taken off the hook.
That's all right.
I agree with you. I think it's all about Israel controlling the region. I mean, without a doubt. People said that the taking down of Iraq was about oil, and it wasn't. It was about the neoconservatives and Netanyahu's clean break strategy for securing the realm. And part of that, it was written in 1989 with Netanyahu and Richard Perl, and they're very clear. And the first step was taking down, Saddam. And then it talks about these other countries. It's exactly coming true, and it's horrifying because it seems as though our people don't see it as it's happening. When Netanyahu was here, the first thing our president should have said is, how dare you come here and demand that we support you in a war that's unnecessary because Iran is not a threat to us, when seven U.S. presidents have said, stop the settlement building. Stop it.
I'm sorry, Lee. I just had to break in there. But they haven't stopped the settlement building. They keep on, eating up more land and more land and more land. They're selling condos over there for $500,000, $1 million a ticket. But, Lee, we got to take some callers here. I don't want the callers to call in and not be able to talk to you. And I got three of them on the line. I got Cindy, James, and Rick. Let's go with Cindy first. Cindy in California, please come on board. Welcome to Your Voice Counts.
Hello there.
Hi, Cindy.
I'm glad to hear that we've got a woman with some intelligence that's going to be trying to get into the Senate. I hope you do as good a job as Obama, and I hope you'll run one term and you'll be running for the first female president of this United States.
Oh, well, I don't want to even do that, but I would be happy to be in the Senate, do my 6 years, and I would never seek re-election. If I can't do what I want to do in 6 years, then I don't want to go back. I have a bill that is
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cindy. Well, I have a bill. I just wanted to mention it, that I have a bill to make any American caught killing or maiming in the occupied territories would face prosecution, because currently American settlers who commit acts of violence to the indigenous people there are not prosecuted in Israel. So that would really change the complexion.
Well, we're going to have to do something, because we've got our people that are over there. And people keep talking about a war. This is not an war. It's an illegal invasion and an illegal occupation. And that's what we keep trying to do. And it's, as people want to say, the American people, the ploy with the gasoline prices up and down and playing, I think it's the control of the area for Israel. If you look at a map, look down on it, you'll see all the other countries surround Iraq, its central command, and everything around it has to go so that it's under control. One thing I find of several things of interest, when you're talking about AIPAC and what you found, when we were talking before Nancy Pelosi went in as Speaker of the House, we were watching her closely, and Nancy, as soon as she was in 2 weeks, she, impeachment was off the table. I think people will remember that. And then she went to speak with AIPAC, and she was booed off the floor almost, saying, you're going to bring the troops home. We've got to stop this war. And they booed her, literally, their AIPAC. We should find it interesting as Americans that our president and our dignitaries have to go, and when they're in town, when they're having their yearly meeting, they have to go and be present and have to be kissing up. Another thing that Americans should be wondering, why is it that we have a third of our highest law of the land here in these United States, that is a third of our Supreme Court are Jewish, and 20% of our body of Congress is Jewish, and yet if we are not dual citizens and go to Israel, first place, probably wouldn't even let me in, and second place, they wouldn't certainly let me even give a word of advice about their government. We don't ask enough questions. We don't do critical thinking in this country. We don't know our history. We don't know what's really going on. And we're too busy sitting on our little fat butts watching the flat screen TV, and we're in our living rooms and don't bother us. I'm so sorry.
I know, and it's really awful. You know, Richard Blumenthal, who I ran against last time for the Senate, was just down during Netanyahu's visit, and he, you know, said it was a bipartisan effort, he and Lindsey Graham, and they want to charge Syrian president with war crimes. And I thought, if that's not a gift to Netanyahu's visit, I mean, we elected a Democrat here, and he turned into a card-carrying neoconservative clamoring for war and instigation. I mean, it's amazing. I have to address, I'm going to be on a debate next week, and I'm going to be talking to the people of Connecticut. Look what you've done. You unleashed Lieberman on the world, and now we have Richard Blumenthal.
I got to break in here, Cindy.
I want to thank you very much for calling in. I just wanted to make sure I got all my callers. I do appreciate you listening to your voice counts and all you do for this great country we live in, the greatest country in the world, in my view. And I hope you listen every week and call in again, Cindy. I hate to cut you off like that, but I have to get the other callers in. God bless you. Thanks for calling in. Your voice counts. James Morris, are you on the air?
Thanks for taking my call. Just a few points with regard to what Lee said. First of all, Phil, you brought up a very relevant point about the Israel lobby influence on not only the U.S., but, you know, in Europe and also in the EU. I addressed that on the BBC this past week. Fortunately, it aired live on NPR stations here in America, and Americans were able to get some dose of reality beyond the Zionist propaganda that they usually get in our media. But if you look at Canada, Lee had mentioned Canada, you've got Stephen Harper up there who couldn't be more neocon. I mean, every time Netanyahu comes and visits Canada, there's protests against him there, but Stephen Harper welcomes him with open arms. You've got, yeah, maybe AIPAC wasn't allowed to go up there, but the JDL certainly was, the Jewish Defense League, you know, which is a known terrorism group. They're not allowed to operate in the States anymore, but Canada allowed them to set up shop there. And if you look at Europe, you've got the Transatlantic Institute, which is basically an entity that was set up, a pro-Israel lobby entity to influence the EU. And that's how those Iran sanctions actually passed the EU. And just yesterday, I believe, they've cut off the Iranian banks, you know, the electronic bank transfers that the Iranian government uses to sell its oil. It's called SWIFT, I believe. And I bet that the Transatlantic Institute, you can Google that, had influence in that as well. And then you've got, let's go over to England, and you've got huge Israel lobby over there, as you'd said earlier, Phil. You've got the Labor Friends of Israel, which Gilad Atzmon has even talked about on your show a couple weeks ago when I guest hosted for you. And you've got the Labor Friends of Israel, and you've got the Conservative Friends of Israel. And Gilad had even mentioned, like, I think 80% of the conservative side of politics there, the Tories, are associated with that group. So you've got an enormous Israel, you know, lobby influence there. And let's go down to Australia. You've got Julia Gillard down there, and she, you know, Kevin Rudd had wanted some balance with the Israel-Palestinian peace situation, you know, and she basically didn't even say anything about Israel slaughtering Palestinians in Gaza, and she had a boyfriend down there who's hooked into a big-time Zionist developer there, and we see what's going on in Australia. She didn't say anything with regard, or actually supported Israel, with regard to the Palestinian statehood move at the UN recently. So we've got a Zionist influence around the world here, at least with the Western countries, maybe not so much with the Russia and China, of course, and maybe not to the same extent as the U.S. and Canada, but it's definitely there, believe me. Let's get to some other points here that are very valid, I think. Let's look at the ambassador to Israel, the Jewish ambassador to Israel, and what he'd said recently. He's on record, if you go to my ushijack.com blog, which is also america-hijack.com. And you can Google his name, or you can just go straight to the tiny URL. It's tinyurl.com// Israel drives all U.S. policies. He told a group of Israel firsters, Jewish Israel firsters, in Israel, this never made our media, of course, you have to get it from the Israeli press, that Israel drives all U.S. policies. What more do you need than that, okay? And Lee had actually mentioned James Fitzgerald. He's the FBI agent who's in that YouTube with over 500,000 views that includes my exchange with Lee Hamilton of the 9/11 Commission. And, yeah, he had the courage to say that it was U.S. support for Israel, which is a major grievance for these people, and for our terrorism problem, for 9/11. And you can get to that, tinyurl.com/9/11motivation. But one more point I want to make. I don't want to be on here too long. I definitely think, yes, there is a war with Iran in the works. You have Netanyahu here. You had him making his presentation. Basically, Obama basically gave him the green light to let Israel initiate an attack if we don't do it for Israel. The preferred option is for us to do it for Israel. That's how they operated in Iraq. I still remember Netanyahu here say that our army could do Iraq before the Iraq War happened. That's exactly what happened after that. So he'd like us to, shed blood for Israel instead. But if he has to start it, well, I bet he's willing to do that after Obama gave him the green light. And another interesting thing, if you look up, Lee, by the way, did you get the copy of the Transparent Cabal book that I sent you by my good friend Dr. Stephen Snigowski? If you look on page, did that arrive?
My postal office is actually being shifted, so it's in there. I just haven't been able to get it.
Yeah, well, if you look at page, this is real interesting, and I'll break off there so you can comment in a second. If you look at page 112 of that book, you see John, neocon John, as I like to call him, McCain, who's good friends with Joe Israel First Lieberman, who Senate seat you're running for, and hopefully you can prevail with that. You have him saying on page 112, this is all on the record, that it was okay, I'm paraphrasing, for the U.S. to fight wars for Israel. He told a group of young Jewish, students or whatever it was, Israel Firsters, by the sound of it, and he said it was okay for the U.S. to fight wars for Israel. Well, lo and behold, after that, that's exactly what we did in Iraq, and that's exactly what we appear to be doing in Syria before long, and perhaps Iran as well. Now, the thing is, it's really concerning what I wanted to ask you before I sign off here, is you had mentioned that you had this packet of AIPAC propaganda. Did they make, from when I talked with you prior on the phone, it might have been, I thought I recall you mentioning that there was something in there about Syria and how we had to take down Syria. The AIPAC was advising that the best way to weaken Iran was to take down Syria. And I think
I will read it to you if you want.
Yeah, sure. Well, let me just hold that thought for a second because I just got two more points, and then I want to give the floor to you and Phil.
Because we got another caller.
Yeah, no worries, Phil. I just got two points. Because what's important, shortly after that AIPAC conference, McCain went on Channel 4 television. It's at my ushijack.com blog, calling for airstrikes against Syria, and then said the end game was Iran. And that's exactly what I said on Russia Today. Last month, it aired to millions of people. Fortunately, I was able to do that. And then lastly, Leah touched on Abdullah Azzam last week from the Looming Tower book, which is a good book by Lawrence Wright. And you can look him up in James Bamford's book as well in the index. And I think there's one quote I'll leave you with. And if anybody has any doubts as to why Al-Qaeda was established and what its motivation was, if you look up Azzam, A-Z-Z-A-M like in Mary, Azzam, he was a Palestinian. He was living in Jenin and was displaced off his land in the 1967 war, Six-Day War, when the USS Liberty was tragically attacked deliberately. And the bottom line, he said, that he was, like I said, a Palestinian, driven off his land by the Israelis in the Six-Day War, and he joined the Muslim Brotherhood, and this is at Wikipedia if you Google his name, and he was deeply driven by the injustice to his people, of course, the Palestinian people, because he was a Palestinian, and he went on to found Al-Qaeda. And then he later turned over the leadership of Al-Qaeda to Osama bin Laden. Like I said, you could look up Israel as a terrorist motivation and James Bamford's A Pretext for War book to get more about him. Anybody who wants to, say it's an inside job or whatever, doesn't look at the facts. We were attacked tragically on 9/11 because of support for what Israel does to brutally oppress the Palestinian people. And that was the motivation for the 93 attack as well. You can look that up in James Bamford's book also. Pretext for War. I'll leave it at that. Thanks for the time, Phil.
You bet, James. And Lee, go ahead and comment on any or
well,
all
you
parts
know, I
of
just,
it.
I just want to say
we'll have to get it on the other side, folks. And then we're going to get Rick. We got to get Rick, and we'll get you back on, Lee. So, folks, again, you know, support the sponsors of RBN. They're good people that are trying to keep this station on the air for as long as it can stay on. See you in just a few seconds. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Here we go, folks, for the last few minutes of the show. And I want to remind everybody, RBN has got a pledge drive going. You know that. You know, for this great station, real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. And that there's only one station I know that does that is RBN. So don't forget to put the pledge drive. And, Lee, I know that James had a lot to say. And we do have one other caller, and I want to – anybody that has takes the time to call in, I want to get him on the air. So let's take Rick, and I also want to get your email address again, too, before we get off the air, Lee, for your donation. So, Rick from Arizona, please come on air, and thanks for waiting.
Yeah, okay. See, I just wanted to make a comment. You know, everybody's worried about this Iran war. Look, if the Jews are controlling the policy in the Middle East, they failed, I guess. They've been trying to rattle this war since 2003. That's one of the big things they don't like Obama is because Big Wasp ain't going to let him start the war.
Go ahead, Lee. Answer that, please.
Well, you know, now is the time, though, if they're going to get anything done. Because if you look at Iran, we have Iraq taken down. Afghanistan is already under control, our control. Azerbaijan is under Israel's control. So when you start like looking around, Egypt is the only wild card because I don't think they planned on that. But you know, it wasn't really the time before. Now it's more if they're going to make the move of toppling everybody in the Middle East and having complete control, this would probably be their time, I think, because the environment. But I wanted to touch on
something. Have you ever been to Iran?
Would I go to Iran?
No, have you ever been to Iran?
I have two very good friends who are Iranian-American women who were born in Iran, and, you know, they're very smart. These girls are very smart. They're very good friends of mine.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're both Muslim women. They wear Western clothes. They're both engineers. They're very smart women. I'm not sure what the question is, though. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to make one more comment. Unless you see this, the Selective Service open up their doors for business, there isn't going to be a war with Iran.
The Selective Service?
The draft.
Yeah, unless they open up their doors for business, there isn't going to be a war against a country with 65 million people.
Well, you know, there's other ways that they do it, like this SWIFT, which is the financial system. And, you know, they starve out the people. You know, there's ways of waging a war that's not an overt war as we know it. There's, you know, there's a whole list of things that the AIPAC lobby is calling for from our representatives. I mean, I have the packet right here that are pretty crippling sanctions, and there's ways of waging war that are not necessarily calling in our military, you know, as we saw with Gaddafi being taken down. I did want to touch on, if it's okay with you, the hypocrisy of, you know, James talked about the hypocrisy from this packet, this AIPAC packet. It says here, our aid to Israel is a cost-effective way to serve critical American interests in this tough budgetary environment. Talk about twisting around. Do you know that this new budget pledges $600 million of Connecticut's money, because that's our portion of the $30 billion that was pledged over the next 10 years? Do you know what my state could do with $600 million over the next 10 years? I mean, it's ridiculous. And then here's another thing that I thought was laughable. The foreign aid bill provides America key leadership tools, enabling us to support critical allies and exert influence on the international stage at a relatively small cost. At a relatively small cost, we could fix every bridge in Connecticut with that money. You know, it's laughable. They're actually, this is part of the pitch telling our representatives that funding Israel is a very good thing. And here's another hypocrisy that I just thought was laughable in the AIPAC documentation. Impose sanctions on entities that provide Iran with goods.
Lee, the music's coming on. Get your website in there right quick before we get off
citizens,
there.
Citizensforleewhitnam.com or leewhitnam.com.
Okay, Lee, thank you very much for being on air again. God bless you, and I wish you all the luck.